I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The snap, the put down, the swing of the right leg.
Yeah, baby.
It's on its way.
Yeah, baby.
It is good.
Yeah.
Coffin nails.
Bam, bam, bam. That is unbelievable. 54 and 52 at the gun. That is unrealism right there. And the Bengals advance to the final four.
Bengals radio with the call, and this is the new sweetheart. This is the new Cinderella story. They get back to Ohio and party it up?
They did. They got back to Ohio, Cincinnati, a very short flight from Nash, Vegas, and they went right to a bar. And they, just like they did last week, and they gave the game ball to the bar.
What?
Yeah, very cool.
Wow.
Yeah, they just went, I don't know how they found the bar, what they did, what the connection is, but
man, there was a commercial yesterday. I think it was Applebee's playing this song, and I sat in my kitchen, and I was like, God, I love this song.
What's it? Was it Applebee's?
It was Applebee's
Thank
commercial.
God. They got rid of the other song they've been playing for the last year.
Is it Walker?
Me and the fancy leg. Me and the fancy leg.
Walker Hayes. God, I hate that. Oh, I hate that song so much.
Does anyone know any? Do we know? Are there more Titans fans in DFW than Bengals?
Oh, easily.
Do we know any Bengals? I mean, I had dinner with Casey Smith the other night, the Mavs trainer. He's a Bengals fan.
Oh, look at you.
I'm like, well, you're the only person I've ever met from Ohio around here, Cincinnati.
Because most Titans fans around here are Oilers fans. That's why there's a majority of them. You want to see my Childress jersey? No, I don't want to see your Childress jersey.
No, I know two.
Nick Lachey.
Three Bengal fans.
Nick Lachey.
One of them is my buddy from high school. I think his parents live here in Fort Worth. They're Bengal fans, and that's it. Like, that's really it. Like, I don't think I've ever met somebody who's a diehard Houday. That's what they call themselves.
All right, thanks. I didn't never heard that.
I don't know why though. Like, what
the Cheeseheads. That's what they do.
Did they just steal that from New Orleans, or did New Orleans steal that from them? Because one's Houdat and one's Houday.
Right. I don't know.
Who's the thief?
All right. So, cowboy lessons to learn from this weekend. What are the biggest ones that jump out to y'all on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text? Last time to play in a conference championship game, by the way, Cowboys 1995, Dolphins 1992, Washington 91, Lions 91, Browns 89, Texans, I'm not even going to count that. Every other team has made at least one appearance since 2002 in the conference championship game, and the Cowboys are on this list with Miami, Washington, Detroit, and Cleveland.
Well, it is, I believe, time to adjust the expectations. Or the standards. How about that? One of the two. You get to choose. You either adjust your standards or adjust your expectations.
So Troy Aikman made this comment. I think maybe it was taken a little bit out of context, but he was basically saying that if you have this type of lack of playoff success, you're no different from the Jets and the Jaguars. And people were tweeting me, here it is. If you don't do anything in the postseason, then you're really at the end of the day no different than Jacksonville or the Jets that didn't get in. And people asked me for my comments yesterday, and I said, dumb comment.
Yeah.
But you got the, it's going to be the same people that think Garoppolo should stay in San Fran. The, if you're not first, you're last people, the Talladega Knights fans. And to me, maybe I'm just thinking about it too much. The New York Jets and the Jacksonville Jaguars are dumpster fires. They're jokes. They're embarrassments. If you got drafted by them, you may not want to go there. And the Dallas Cowboys are nowhere near that conversation. So that's my perspective of disagreeing with Aikman. But that's if you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
How you know different from them? You're division winner every other year.
This is spoken like a guy who played in an era where the better team won. And in a salary cap era where all these teams are basically, you know, look at all these playoff games. Every single game this weekend was decided by a last second something.
Yep. All four.
All four. The margins are so small. When Troy played, he was in the midst of the NFC winning 16 straight Super Bowls. None of those games were really particularly close except for maybe like three. They were blowouts. You don't have blowouts in the NFL that way that anymore in the postseason. You just don't. These games are decided, and when they're decided like that, that leaves open bad luck, good luck, the ball bounces this way, you get a bad call, I mean, a drop pass, like whatever. Your margins are just so slim, and it's just a dumb way to look at it. I wish I could have like a...
Man, you and Troy Aikman, I hope y'all never meet. I hope he's never going to send us any free
eat. Well, we are. We got invited. I got to tell you, we got invited to his beer thing.
Well!
The email saying we want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. To like give him press.
Yeah, well, he might be there.
Yeah, he will be there.
And I'll look at him and like, what?
Yeah, right. Don't get simmered down.
I know. First of all, I'd have to stand on a stepladder to see him eye to eye. He's like 6'6".
He's not 6'6", is he?
He's big, man.
Is he?
Woo!
All right, so what are the Cowboy lessons to be learned? The reason we played the Bengals and the Titans coming back from Cincy Radio, game management, Mike Vrabel got called out for some game management stuff. Let's just go around the league, right? LaFleur, never fix special teams. 10 men on the field as San Francisco ended their season. So Matt LaFleur getting called out. He says, yes, that's on me. Sean McDermott's defense. What were you doing defensively to allow Mahomes in 13 seconds to go 40 yards when it took Dak 13 seconds to run against San Fran?
Well, they played three. They only rushed three. Yeah, they had
and then the lack of squib kick. Yeah. McDermott's getting killed.
Kansas City had two timeouts. They had timeouts, and it looked like they were doing sidelines defense. Like the entire middle of the field's open. Like they've got timeouts. You don't need to do that.
Yes, exactly. But then Mike Vrabel, who many people, me, put kind of like right up there with Belichick in terms of figuring out all the rules and the loopholes, he was getting questioned for stuff he was doing in the Titans game.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple things. Like, he was inconsistent. You know, you mentioned this last week, right? McCarthy was like inconsistent aggressiveness or something. I think that's how you used it.
Yeah, sometimes fourth down, sometimes punt.
Well, in this one,
be what you are.
You know, he goes for it on fourth and one at the 40, the plus 40, but he doesn't go for fourth and one on his own 40, which is basically midfield. It's like, dude, you've got Derrick Henry. You go for fourth down every time on fourth and one. And, you know, and the other one is, you know, he did, and this wound up, it didn't wind up hurting them because the game didn't go to overtime. But I think you had tweeted it, right? Why not just take the lead?
Yeah. So explain that to me.
Now, it's a tricky one.
The analytics people said because the game isn't going to end at 7-6. So,
or it was 16-16, wasn't it? Is that what it was? They were down 16-6. I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever you're right. Yes, it was not going to end like that. But I think the other issue is if you just look at the percentage chance that you have of converting a two-point conversion from the one-yard line, your odds of converting that are almost the same as they are from kicking a field goal extra point from where it is now, right? You know how it's so far back now, it's like a 37-yard or something. Your odds of getting 1 yard are not quite the same because you're still over 90% for kicking the extra point, but they're close. It's like you're in the 80s versus the 90s, and you're going to double the amount of points you get. That's the reason if you get – I think McCarthy has talked about this. If you get the penalty to get you to the one, you always go for the two. Unless it's the end-of-game situation and all you need is an extra point.
Tennessee running only one play before the clock stopped for the two-minute warning. You said he had a fourth and one from his own 40, punted fourth and two from the Bengals 40, went for, took points off the board, went for two in a tie game instead of taking the lead.
Yeah.
So that's some coaching comparisons. What's the final verdict? I think ultimately you're probably right. I hate saying it because it gives all these guys a pass, but they all have really, really bad moments of game management. It's not just McCarthy. They all have humongous, big, major screw-ups. So that's one lesson. Any other lesson that you got?
A couple of lessons this weekend. I mean, you know, I think some of the bigger lessons were, if you were to look at this from a Cowboys perspective, you know, I don't know that there is that I have a definitive answer on what this quarterback is capable of doing.
Yeah, this is the big one that many people were pointing out last night. Like, it was like we all sobered up during KC Buffalo. And everyone just went, man, like, because we had said this, if the Cowboys are playing their best, they can play with anyone. They can beat anyone. Mm-hmm. They can make it to the Super Bowl. And in watching that game between those two, man, it felt like we were in another class. It felt like we were in another universe in terms of the lack of penalties they were committing. I think at one point in the third quarter, it was like three or four total penalties being committed by the two teams. And then, like, how close do we want to put Dak to Josh Allen? Forget about Mahomes for a second. He's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
But, like, a year ago in the offseason, if I put up a poll in the Metroplex about Josh Allen versus Dak, Dak would have destroyed him with the Tolos talking about him as the better player. And I'm not going to let you off the hook and forgetting that either, because I had to take a lot of abuse in that, talking about Josh Allen versus Dak. Even Matt Stafford became a topic. But, man, we have to reassess elite and great and Dak's level off of the stuff Josh Allen can do.
Well, look, he's not Josh Allen.
No.
And he's not Patrick Mahomes. Now, you know, one thing that, you know, you can look at is, all right, you know, they were a 12-win team this year. And chances are next year they're going to be a 10-win team or an 11-win team. And probably the year after. And the mark of a great quarterback is, or whatever you want to put on, great, elite, good, whatever. That level, like, the great quarterbacks make the playoffs about 80% of the time. And then you have the super elite ones like Rodgers or Brady or Manning or wherever, and they make it 100% of the time. They don't miss.
Is Dak Prescott, you have to answer this, is he closer to Jimmy Garoppolo or Josh Allen?
Well, he's closer to Jimmy Garoppolo. But Jimmy Garoppolo this year was closer to Josh Allen than Dak Prescott was, if you believe the advanced metrics.
Mm.
But yes, no, he's closer to Carr, Tannehill,
Stafford.
I think Dak
Stafford passed him. Or are we in the same discussion?
I think they're in the same discussion. I mean, if you wanted to tell me Matt was better, I'm not going to fight you. I mean, there are things that Matt can do that Dak can't.
Right.
And I mean, there's a reason Matt was picked number one. And I know sometimes I harp on the number one on the draft pick spot a little bit, but like
Matt will kill you with more mistakes. Yep. But I mean, he's got special arm talent.
Look, guys are taking one for a reason. You know, like it's you've got something different. You've just got something different. And they also miss. I mean, they missed on Russ. They missed on Dak. They missed on Brady. But yeah, no, he's closer to Carr and Tannehill and Garoppolo and Stafford than he is to Mahomes and Josh Allen and Rodgers and Brady. But you know, those four guys. Well, let's just leave Josh Allen out because he is a little bit still young. But Brady and Mahomes and Rodgers are going to be in the discussion for the greatest quarterback that ever lived. You know, like when you have a discussion of the greatest quarterbacks that ever lived, there's about seven names that constantly pop up. And, you know, Dak's just not going to be in that group. And that's fine. Like, you know, like that's a hell of a group to be in. Yeah. And, you know, those guys don't grow on trees.
Did the Cowboys get screwed after what we saw at the end of the Rams game Dean Blandino chimes in, and an NBA legend is banned from his college because of COVID. That and Aaron Rodgers going after President Biden. All of it next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Matt Gay, with 4 seconds on the clock, will attempt a 30-yard field goal from the left hash. Hits it with the right foot. Kick on its way. It is through. It is good. Matt Gay brings it home. Los Angeles will host the NFC Championship game next Sunday at SoFi Stadium.
Rams radio with the call. 27-3. Bucks come back. 42 seconds left after Fournette scores on the fourth down. Stafford nearly fumbles. Finds Kupp for 20. Then finds him for 44. And then you had the Cowboy comparison in terms of rushing up to the line of scrimmage, clocking, referees, and all of it. Were you paying really close attention to it in terms of comparing with the way we ended up against San Fran?
You know, I wasn't until you posted that on Twitter with Dean, the Blandino comment or the tagging. You know, I really wasn't because it just seemed like they had so much more time to work with. You know, that pass was made. You know, it was funny. It was, they were waiting for the Tampa to get back. Like, they had to wait so long for Tampa to get back. What happens if Tampa, like, didn't run back? You know, like, the referee would have obviously allowed him to step, I assume. But still, like, they got it down there. I mean, they had a lot more time to deal with.
Yeah, so what appeared to happen, NBC was showing Stafford rushing everyone. Then when they went back to the regular shot, the back judge, there is the official.
So the umpire is the umpire is behind the quarterback.
Okay.
Okay, he's the one that trails the play that's supposed to, normally is the one that spots the ball. And I'm assuming the reason he does that is because he just moves back behind the quarterback and he's out of everybody's way. Whereas if somebody who's on the defensive side, if he has to run back, and they need to hurry it up, he's going to be in somebody's way at some point.
And the back judge is on the defensive side of the
correct
ball.
Yeah.
So after Dak ran, we had to rely on the umpire to catch up, respot the ball. Well, yesterday after the Stafford throw, it was the back judge who got them set. So why is it a different referee and official? Tolos wanted to know. And I tweeted Dean Blandino, and he wrote back, umpire is the primary for spotting the ball, but on a deep pass like that, remember, 40 yards, the back judge will spot the ball. Goal is to be as efficient as possible. So a lot of people said the ref didn't even touch the ball. Mm-hmm. But when NBC went back, it looked like the ref was backpedaling from having gotten the ball set.
Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming. I don't think they just let the Rams center go up there, put the ball wherever you wanted, and no official didn't touch. I just think NBC missed that part of the sequence.
They probably did. There was probably, you know, way down there, you know, the back judge could have just got the ball before anybody else did and already had it spotted. The interesting thing is, like, you know, And that's where this is difficult, and that's where spotting the play is always, spotting the ball is always tough. I mean, he's not lined up. You know, he's probably 15, 20 yards behind the play when Kupp got tackled. I mean, that's just that's why the spot of the ball is very arbitrary at times.
And none of this changes my mind. I still blame the Cowboys. I'm not going to let them off the hook and thinking that they got screwed. I was telling my friend who coaches, my friend Jake, who coaches in Maryland, about Mike McCarthy's explanation to us Friday about the jumper. You know, it's like, why didn't you all throw a slant? Why didn't you just throw another pass? And he's like, well, they were playing their jumper, who's like, 6'9". So I'm like, okay.
Was it Eric Armstead?
Let's just draft four jumpers, and no one will ever throw against us in the rest of McCarthy's tenure.
Yeah.
It'll just be all run attempts. So it's kind of a weak excuse to justify not throwing, because they had a really tall guy there on the defensive line, and my buddy was dying laughing over
it. That's an issue for next year, though. That got a lot of balls batted down this year. A lot. And it's not like he's Baker Mayfield. It's not like he's Kyler Murray, where, Kyler's like 5'10". Dak's not a small guy. But
do you look at it as different rules with what happened with the Rams, that, the Cowboys should have a beef or be ticked off? Like that, the mechanics were different and not the same or wrong?
It's probably very difficult in the moment for an official to look at the umpire and say, oh man, he's 28 yards away. It's going to take forever. We got to spot this ball. The ball should have been spotted. They should have had to wait for a referee. When time is of the essence, waiting for the referee and basically just seconds ticking up the clock probably is not the most efficient way to do things, and probably not the most fair either. Do they have a beef? I guess if they really want to harp on it, but again, and you had brought this up, they're leaving themselves with no margin for error.
Yeah.
You had 14 seconds. 1 second.
And we should have asked that. I was really ticked off at myself Friday to ask McCarthy, don't you think there's one, you said the threshold was fine, but don't you think just 1 second to mess around with is living too dangerously?
Oh, it's definitely living dangerously. I guess the other alternative is that, when you're down to 14 seconds and no timeouts, you literally are going to be dealing with just 1 second. Like, it's that thin of a...
Tell that to Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, I know, right?
They went 40 yards.
They went 40 yards. Having the timeouts helps, but you're right. I mean, like, they went 40 yards. And, I still don't get that Kelce play. Like, what in the hell was Buffalo defending?
Right.
How was he that wide open?
Right.
Right. The skinny post he ran. I mean, how was he that wide open?
Two huge chunk plays. 48. The catch for 48 yards. He ripped off a 48-yarder. Of course, the game winner in the end zone. That's kind of another Cowboy lesson. Guys targeted, right? There was, at one point, all Rodgers was doing was throwing to Devontae. He didn't have Valdez-Scantling that he could go to. Ja'Marr Chase got his touches. Cooper Kupp got his touches. And the Cowboys' touches kind of go away. More on that a little bit later on. But let's get you on over to John Stockton.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right. You had Aaron Rodgers and John Stockton in the news for COVID. Aaron Rodgers.
The COVID.
The COVID. Aaron Rodgers was going at President Biden, basically mocking the administration, making fun of his public speaking, and talking about COVID, because Biden at one point in time had told people he was speaking with, yeah, Aaron Rodgers should get vaccinated. And Aaron's like, huh, I guess he got 81 million votes. But when you say stuff like he does, then you have the CDC, which, how do you even trust them? They come out and talk about 75% of the COVID deaths. You have this fake White House. They're not helping the conversation. So that was the assault from Aaron Rodgers in this interview on President Biden. And then John Stockton, he did an interview with the Spokesman Review, and John Stockton has been banned from his college, Gonzaga, because he refuses to wear the mask at their games.
Yeah, so he's a season ticket holder, and he has had his season ticket suspended because he refused to wear a mask. And I guess it's either a Gonzaga rule or the state of Washington kind of rule, but I guess you got to wear a mask at the games that you go to, which, you know, we don't have to, we don't worry about that here. You go to Stars game, Mavs game, you know, you don't have to worry about wearing a mask, even though those are indoor facilities. But I guess at Gonzaga, you've got to wear one, and he refuses to. And then he made comments. And you know, there are some where you're like, where'd you get that number from?
So he's taking a strong stance against vaccines, shutdown measures. He had a documentary saying COVID and the vaccine, truths, lies, and misconceptions revealed. All that, okay, fine and good, but it was this that really stuck out. Quote, I think it's highly recorded now. There's 150, I believe, more than 100 professional athletes have died of vaccination. And he said tens of thousands of people, perhaps millions, have died from vaccines. But he said there's 150, I think now. It's over 100 professional athletes dead. Professional athletes, the prime of their life, dropping dead that are vaccinated right on the pitch, right on the field, right on the court.
I could have. I mean, I might have heard of one that I think you would have reported that. I have not.
Have we missed all the? Did we miss these in headlines over the past 2 years? Have we missed someone dropping dead on the pitch or at midcourt from the vaccine?
I mean, not to sound insensitive, but I was like, have we had a Hank Gathers moment in the last year or two that I don't know about?
Right.
Forget 150.
150. I mean, this guy is just one step away from selling his own pillows with these kind of facts that he's throwing out there.
Like, even he doesn't say that. I mean, I've never heard this. This came out of nowhere.
Where's the follow-up question?
Yeah.
That's what I don't even have a problem with Stockton. I got a problem with the writer. Where's your journalistic follow-up of what athletes?
Okay, so they've got
hang on, I gotta give you the jokes. The best part of my day yesterday wasn't even the game. It was going through Twitter for Stockton and A-Rod. Stockton was definitely in Dallas waiting for JFK Jr. to come back. I don't get this. Stockton's entire thing was supposed to be helping people get good shots. And then Malone is trending. Carl gets dragged into all of it. And they're like, John Stockton's a wacko, but Carl's still a bigger piece of crap. The Malone-Stockton relationship makes more sense to me every day. Stockton being the crazier out of the two is a major upset. Looks like Stockton and Rogers both graduated from the University of YouTube. But this is the best. Ironically, a mask contains more material than the shorts Stockton wore back when he played.
That's a good one. Now, a lot, Fantex is saying that a lot of soccer guys have. Again, I would have heard about this.
that they've died. They've died from
the vaccine. Y'all sound dumb. Good try. Soccer players, look it up. It's all semi-pro. Semi-pro? You guys are not smart. Like, someone just send me an article. Send me something.
Listen, if you're trying to tell me that soccer players have died on the field because of a heart attack, cardiac arrest, absolutely. Those tragic videos have been out there and everyone has seen that happen and it is horrible to watch. But you're telling me that soccer players around the world, 100 to 150 of them, had died after getting vaccinated? Stop texting.
When? And on the court. Not just, give me the, who's the basketball player?
Yeah, give me one.
They said hundreds.
I'm blown away.
If y'all better bring receipts on the fan text if you're going to go this hard. I'm not playing around with it. If you cannot make a statement like that and not get made fun of or called out unless you want to provide evidence.
I would love to send it in, Jerome.
What a great highlight.
Send it in.
Come on now. I'm not going to let this skate.
I know there was the guy. Did he play for Denmark? The guy called it was during the Euro. It was during the Euro. So somebody, I know there was an issue with him. That's the only one I heard of.
Right on the field, right on the court.
Is there a semi-pro pandemic of?
That's what he said.
This guy's dropping.
Right. So there you go, Stockton and A-Rod in the news. 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex here on Sean and RJ. What did y'all make of Jerry Jones on Friday with KMC? What does he think about Dak? How ticked is he about McCarthy? And is Sean Payton still on the table? Jerry, Friday on The Fan. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They blocked the punt! They blocked the punt, and Bjork as it's rolling free
on
the goal line. The 49ers scoop it, and Talanoa Hufanga scored! Touchdown! San Francisco! They blocked the punt!
49ers radio with the call. Yeah, they were kind of stepping over each other right there. And no, this does not make me feel better about San Fran beating the Cowboys. It just shows that Green Bay was susceptible, and you could have gone to the NFC title game and beyond if you didn't screw it up. 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text here on Sean and RJ. So we're just going back and forth, back and forth. The four games, the classic last night, we'll revisit at 9 o'clock with the overtime rules. Did the Bills get screwed or not? But Jerry Jones on Friday was must-listen radio. It was incredible. And, of course, he's coming off of the San Francisco loss. We played some of the clips in the 7 o'clock hour, the things that jumped out. I'm tired of hearing that we're going to get issues fixed in the offseason. They should have been fixed during the season. He also would not comment on Mike McCarthy's job status. I'm not going to get into any coaching comments right now. I'm not going to make any statements. And I was like, okay, you could easily, you've had a week to decompress. Steven came on, gave a pretty strong endorsement. It wasn't absolute. Yeah, I'm very confident. McCarthy said, yeah, you know, full steam ahead. And then Jerry all of a sudden poured more salt into the wound when the wound was closing up. Add that to this report from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, and maybe Jerry's up to something.
It has been 2 weeks since the New Orleans Saints season ended,
And there's still some intrigue. I am told that Sean Payton has not yet committed to returning for the 2022 season. He has essentially gone dark, and the members of the New Orleans Saints organization simply don't know what he is going to do. He's been on vacation, and even some of the people closest to him are not sure if he is going to return. A couple options for Sean Payton: could walk away for a year, a little mini retirement to recharge after what has been a difficult season. He could do television just like us. He's been approached by a couple different networks, or simply he could return to the Saints business as usual and coach. If he walked away, Rich, he'd be giving up more than $45 million over 3 years.
So there's Ian Rapoport talking about Sean Payton's status.
I don't know that Jerry's going to want to spend $45 million over 3 years. He's not going to spend $15 million a year on a coach. Not when the head coach now is making the same amount of money as the guy who coaches Missouri. $4 million a year. I just don't.
He said he'd write any check. You we'd be shocked over the check that he would write to win it all.
Oh yeah, old Jerry, write any check. That's all that is. It's classic Jerry. It's, you know, I'm the guy that wants to win around here. I'm the only one. I want to write a check. It's an easy thing to say when you can't actually do it. Right? You can't actually do it. So of course he could say that.
He was then asked about, well, he was talking about, I don't want to keep going through these issues during the year. He's talking about the penalties. That McCarthy said, number one thing, we got to fix it. We got to get it done. Actually, let's play Cut 5, Troy. KMC asking Jerry, did teams start figuring you out? Did the Denver Broncos show everyone else the Dak blueprint?
I can't narrow it that simple.
Yeah,
it's not that simple. It is simple if you can't run, to throw the ball. It is simple. If they got you stopped running and it overloaded you and got an edge with you with three men up, my coach I had in college was a management major, Frank Brault, and it was all about math, and it was all about getting three on two, two on one, four on three. It's all about math. And so the point is that you can look at it from a lot of different angles. The facts are that we should have, and our fans deserve that. We should have, with the squad that we put together, and it was an outstanding group. Those free agents, those 1 and 2 year free agents that we added in here, were an outstanding group of players. And they really were contributors and could have contributed more. We had outstanding receivers. And there are people playing with a lot less in the offensive line than we are in the NFL.
Mm. So he said with receivers, guys throw to their number one targets while covered. He said that earlier about Amari. And then he just said teams have worse offensive lines than we do and they get it done.
Well, there's a lot to do. You know, this was, you know, if you go look at it, this was a very good run blocking line. This is a very bad pass blocking line this year. They're like 25th in the league. And
they were good run blocking. We couldn't run the football.
I know. but yeah, they were very good run blocking. I think they're like top five in run blocking.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. But their pass blocking was bottom 10. And that really is, you know, that was a major issue. Dak was not able to step into a lot of throws. He was, you know, not having his feet set. His footwork became a problem because of that. It was not a bad line, but it was not the best line either.
But he's
absolutely right. Sorry, there are plenty of teams that deal with worse offensive lines than we do.
Yeah. He's trying to say, I gave you the talent. That's his stance. And he wants to take that stance as the GM to say, I did my job. You didn't do your job, McCarthy. That's what he's saying. So, you know, I tweeted out, do y'all think Jerry is truly pissed? Or is he just trying to sell more tickets? Trying to make you feel that he's as angry as you are. Because he was never like that during the year, ever. And 3,000 Tolos voted. 56% said, not believing it. I'm done buying that. I'm not going to buy his anger. And 44% said McCarthy should be worried. That's out of 3,000 votes on there. So almost, you know, pretty close poll.
Yeah, that is a close poll. How would you vote?
I think he's upset and ticked. And I think if the Saints would allow us to trade a pick, he would get Sean Payton. Outside of that, I would not be worried if I was McCarthy. Not about coming back next year.
No, I wouldn't worry. No, next year, I totally agree.
I think there's one crazy phone call that could be made. But I think most likely, Sean Payton steps away from the Saints for a year. We have McCarthy back. If it doesn't work, then he gets Sean Payton after next season.
Yeah. Autoflex and Fantex brings up this thing.
And by the way, Dan Quinn interviewing with the Giants today.
Yes. And it's, you know, they're saying this is why Dak isn't worth the money. Everything has to be perfect for him to perform. And while that may seem and actually be true, consider this. That's probably true for 28 NFL teams.
I know, but the total will respond with, but 28 NFL teams didn't just give their guy 40.
No, but that's, but you know, so you have two choices. Start over or pay him 40 and make the playoffs every year and try to get lucky. Like, you, not every team can have Patrick Mahomes. Only one can. And there is one thing you know. Patrick Mahomes is basically going to be in the AFC title game every year for the foreseeable future. And probably Josh Allen is too.
So it was hilarious. Bassick asked this next question, but his voice was kind of like, don't snap at me. Like, don't rip my head off. They asked him about putting curtains up to deal with the sun.
I wish to hell all I had to worry about was a ball hitting a screen or a little sun getting in there. Conditions and elements have been a part of football since it was spelled the first time. No, I'm not. That's about 10,000 on my list of things to worry about.
Jared, you...
And no, we're not going to do anything with it. It goes both ways. Both teams had a chance to get in the sun. Both teams had a chance to get out of the sun. Relative to the elements that I see other people play, it's nothing. Relative to somebody said something about a ball hitting the screen. You know how many punts we've had out there that never hit that screen? Mm. It's ridiculous. I do the very same thing. When I've had my ass kicked or people mad at me, then I'm going to pick something out that I can pick on them. Well, I don't like they don't color coordinate or they don't wear something I want them to wear, when really it's something much more important than that. What we've got on our mind is the fact that we didn't play well enough in the first playoff game with a hell of a team. And those are the other issues. I'm not going to worry about the popcorn over this. I'm not going to worry about a lot of stuff over this. I need to be worrying about something, frankly, that gets us back this week, next year, in the playoff.
So there you go. That's Jerry talking about the sun.
you know, we did this a couple years ago when this was first the issue. Okay. There are two stadiums in the NFL that are east-west. This one and the L.A. Coliseum. The L.A. Coliseum was built in 1923. Okay, yeah. They had an excuse. they didn't really know what the hell they were doing back
then.
Kavanaugh
said even high school stadiums are all built
north-south.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.